Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the latest developments now. In the case of the Frisco High School student who was fatally stabbed nearly 2 weeks ago.
The 17-year-old who was arrested and charged in the death is expected to make a court appearance this morning.
Now let's check in with our Russell Scott, who was standing by at the Collin County Courthouse in McKinney. Russell, what's the mood there?
Well, I tell you what, it's very quiet here right now. In fact, more reporters than anybody else in the parking lot as the sun comes up over the Collin County Courthouse. They are cleaning up and getting things ready. They're expecting a pretty good crowd on hand here. The judge has already made it known that there will be no recording devices and interviews will be held only in specific places, trying to keep a handle on the media. But 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony will appear before District Judge Angela Tucker and be asking, or his attorneys will be asking, that his bond be lowered. Currently at $1 million, they'll ask that it be either no bond. If not no bond, then they'll ask for a $100,000 bond, which would allow him to get out of jail by posting that money. He's got a social media crowdfunding page online that has already raised more than $350,000 for Anthony's defense in this. The funeral services for the victim, 17-year-old Austin Metcalf, were held on Saturday, so this thing continues to have a long way to go before we have any kind of outcome. Live at the Collin County Courthouse, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Fort Worth recycling plant fire could keep burning for days. The property includes a lot of used tires, which are producing a great cloud of pitch black smoke that can be seen for miles.
That large smoke plume is what everybody's seeing all over the Metroplex. Those tires, when they burn, they put off a very thick black smoke. With the wind that's going on, that's kind of caused some of the issues and challenges and stuff that we've been presented with.
Fort Worth firefighter Craig Trochek says the fire broke out inside Silver Creek Materials just west of Lake Worth. It's a very isolated area and not near any neighborhoods. Sunday's winds were gusting well over 30 and sometimes close to 40 miles an hour.
Well, it's a sad day for the Highland Park High School boys soccer team. Very briefly, they were the state champions in their 5A classification, only to have to forfeit their victory in the title game. KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports from the Highland Park campus.
Highland Park fans started celebrating with a few seconds on the clock at Birkelbach Field in Georgetown, where the Scots downed Liberty Hill 2-0 to win Highland Park's first ever state title in soccer. Even while everyone was celebrating, though, behind the scenes, something was amiss. Administrators learned an ineligible player had participated in the game. Highland Park staffers self-reported the UIL, which verified the findings and immediately vacated the Scots title and awarded the championship to Liberty Hill. Highland Park administrators published a statement giving an honest account of the mistake, but saying nevertheless, the district wants to recognize the Highland Park boys soccer team for their hard work, dedication, and the way they represented our school throughout the season. At Highland Park High School, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson is spending a few days overseas this week.
The mayor is attending the International Air Transport Association World Cargo Symposium in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. The trip is sponsored by DFW International Airport. The mayor is a member of the airport's board. Mayor Johnson says Dubai is the definition of an international city, and the trip will strengthen the international relationships that fuel economic growth in Dallas. Dubai serves as a key gateway for Dallas to India. Air exports to India from Dallas in 2024 totaled more than $821 million. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller says it's about time Mexico gives us the water we're due. A new report showing Texas has only received about 30% of the water that we're owed based on a treaty. Mexican officials say it's because of a record drought. Miller doesn't buy it.
Rainfall's really not the issue with Mexico paying their water debt. What they've done is dammed up the rivers and tributaries that flow into the Rio Grande, and they're holding the water back. They could very easily open the floodgates, open those dams up, and let that water run down to the Rio Grande.
President Trump now warning of sanctions or tariffs if Mexico doesn't start sending water. Mexican officials are working on a proposal.
I like to say that we wake up early so you don't have to. And when I say we wake up early, I mean we wake up epically early in the morning.
Redonkulously early.
My alarm goes off at 2 a.m. That's what time I get up. And I generally don't oversleep, knock on wood. But there's new research this morning. Waking up to your phone's alarm may be more harmful than you think. A study by the University of Virginia School of Nursing finds that being abruptly awakened by a loud alarm can cause a significant morning blood pressure surge up to 74% higher than when waking up naturally. The surge activates the sympathetic nervous system, triggering the fight or flight response, which can lead to a rapid heartbeat, anxiety, fatigue, and even physical symptoms like headaches and nosebleeds. Yikes.
Ah.
So you're supposed to wake up naturally, which means you got to go to bed much, much earlier if you want to wake up naturally. I will tell you, I went to bed yesterday like at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I was wide awake by 1 a.m., so yeah. I didn't have any problem waking up this morning. I was really awake early.
Sleep is hard, Joe.
It is. I know. Sleep is my biggest nemesis, honestly. Sleep is very difficult for me and for a lot of us that do morning radio, for sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All eyes are on the Collin County Courthouse this morning, where a bond reduction hearing will be held for 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony, who was accused in the stabbing death of Frisco High School student Austin Metcalf at a track meet nearly 2 weeks ago.
There is expected to be increased security at the courthouse today, as this really has become a high-profile case across the entire nation. We walk you through what we know. Just last week, Carmelo Anthony's family hired a new defense attorney, Michael Howard from Dallas. Legal experts say that he is very experienced. Now, he was an attorney at the Dallas County Public Defender's Office and has a reputation as an extremely good trial attorney. Today, he is expected to seek a reduction in the $1 million bond for Anthony.
NBC5's Larry Collins also reports that Austin Metcalf's funeral was held on Saturday.
Hey, listen up. The KRLD Big Green Egg Hunt is on right now, and this hour's keyword is, well, this must be a misprint. It says it's John. J-O-H-N, John. So enter it now in the contest tab at KRLD.com and you'll be registered to win a big green egg. No, but that really is this hour's keyword. John will announce a weekly winner every Friday morning. So listen in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. hours every day to hear new keywords and increase your number of entries. For more details on the KRLD Big Green Egg Hunt, visit the contest tab at KRLD.com.
Okay, and since your name is the keyword, that means whoever wins is going to invite you over to cook for them.
That's exactly what it means, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. All right, here's some exciting news. Rory McIlroy finally has his green jacket.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
The 34-year-old delivering under pressure on Sunday. It was a crazy day, especially on the back nine. And he's got his career grand slam now. After years of close calls and heartbreaks at Augusta, he wins the playoff over Justin Rose. McIlroy dropping to his knees, this time as a champion.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, I hope you had a good weekend. I, however, was working and watching the markets because this thing was really volatile. We saw this story out that initially said that the administration was going to exempt smartphones and computers and other electronics from these reciprocal tariffs. I mean, oh, boy, there goes Apple again and all the NVIDIAs and everything else. Then we had a clarification. I think it came yesterday during some of the morning news show, talk shows, that it was temporary. So then we came back down again. Then I think the thinking is, well, you know, if they're doing it for temporary, maybe it'll catch on. And anyway, we're having a big rally. And all those stocks, we're seeing big rallies in Apple and NVIDIA and Dell and Supermicro and Taiwan Semiconductor. Even Best Buy is up 10% this morning because their goods, the stuff they sell, is going to be more affordable if it's not hit with big tariffs. That's the reasoning anyway. The Dow Industrials average looks up 385 points on the opening. Now, this would be on top of that bounce back that we saw on Wall Street last week, in which the Dow Industrials average was up almost 1,900 points, up 4.95%, almost 5%. Again, not back where we started, but certainly getting there. And big gains for the NASDAQ, as you one might imagine, with those magnificent seven stocks bouncing. It looks up 303. The S&P average looks up 74 points. Gold's giving back a little bit of its gains, coming off record highs, down $10.60 at $32.34. Crude's back up 96 cents, $91.86. And 10-year rates finally are coming back down a little bit. This was really scary yesterday as they kept going up last week. But 4.45% is a pretty good pullback from what had been well over 4.5%. Right now, we look higher right across the board. I hope I can still say that at 3 o'clock this afternoon. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Legalizing a specific firearm and restricting state university professors from teaching about certain issues are two bills on the schedule for vote in the Texas Senate today.
Senate Bill 1596 would remove short barrel firearms from the state's list of prohibited weapons. It's currently a felony to possess one unless properly registered with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The State House companion is coming up in a committee hearing today as well. Senate Bill 37 also expected to come up for a vote in the Senate. It's a priority of the Lieutenant Governor. It would establish a politically appointed board in every state college and university to review the curriculums of professors professors to ensure they don't distort history, teach critical race theory, or systemic sexism. In Austin,
Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, apparently raising a family in Texas is not easy or cheap.
The growing cost of childcare is taking a huge chunk out of family budgets.
As a result, parents are leaving the workforce because they can't afford to have their children in childcare.
State Representative Ray Lopez is calling for a deep dive into the issue. The cost of childcare, he says, is more than a community college. A study by the Economic Policy Institute shows only about 1 in 4 Texas families have access to affordable childcare, and tens of thousands of people are on the wait list for subsidies. From the 24-Hour News Center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.